Welcome to OCG, Obsessive Compulsive Gamers, a podcast for gamers where we'll be talking about the latest news, game releases, giving our thoughts on games we've been playing, and those coming out soon.
Starring Monochromatics and Slickshot.
Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to OCG Podcast. This is episode 4. I am Slicks along with my co-host Mono. Say hello, Mono.
Hello, Mono.
today is actually going to be something different. Thank you all for your feedback on YouTube. And, you know, we just went back and we reworked the order of things and how we what is presented to you first. Like, so first we're going to go with news, and then we're going to go with games we've been playing, and then end off with new releases. And Mono actually has a special surprise that he came up with for the end. So I hope you guys, you know, enjoy the new format. And also know that we are now on iTunes. That's also thanks to Mono. I didn't really understand how to do it, but he got through it, and now we're there. So if you want to rate us or whatever, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but if you do, we'll be very happy. So
we love you.
That's it. Yeah. So today is July 6th, and here's the news so far this week. What do you have for us, Mono?
We have two news articles about games getting leaked to the internet.
Uh-oh.
So apparently the hacking fad has went on, it ended, and now the leaking fad has started.
Oh boy.
It's the new cool thing, apparently. The first one is a leak for Gears of War 3.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
What's so, give me some specifics, though.
So it's an unfinished developer build for Gears of War 3 that was released.
Uh-huh.
It was leaked online, and some footage reached YouTube.
Oh.
But the thing is, because it's an Xbox and it's an unfinished developer build, it needs a dev toolkit to run it.
Okay.
So not many people get their hands on it, and even if they did, they can't use it anyway.
Huh.
Only a few people.
And, you know, Let them do their thing then. If they really want to play an alpha build or not even of the game, then go ahead, do your thing. And I heard it melts Xboxes, or at least that's what they told people.
It's so awesome, it melts the Xbox.
It's so good. I guess this isn't as bad as taking millions of people's information, but even so, why do people do this? I just don't understand it. Don't they have something better to do?
No.
Yeah. Go make a podcast.
Leak. Yeah, make a podcast, yeah. Try do that, or start drawing like Slicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just watch porn or something.
Do something that does not affect others.
Yeah.
So what's the second leak?
Second leak is for Deus Ex Human Evolution. Is that how it's pronounced? Deus.
I look at it and I want to say Deus Ex, but I'm fairly sure you're right with Deus. I don't know. I don't think it really matters. But what, the game was leaked?
The first chapter of the game was leaked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
This one was actually, many people got their hands on it and they were able to play it.
What did they say? Did they say if it was good? Because I've been curious about this game.
Many people said it's good. It's awesome.
All right. Then I don't mind. They did it on purpose to give it a little hype or something.
I don't think the first chapter wasn't that much. I don't think so, because Square Enix has filed a lawsuit on 15 people.
Okay, never mind.
So, yeah. The rage of Square Enix is going to be laid upon the...
They will tear them a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, leaks aren't as bad to me as hacking is. So, oh well. Yeah, sorry, developers, but you'll still get my money if your games are good.
Yeah, I guess. Well, the good thing is the game is apparently good, so...
Yeah, and I mean, we both know Gears is good, so not much to worry about there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's with leaks. So what else do we have? We have the Mass Effect movie. What is this? Yeah.
Apparently, they're working on a film adaptation for Mass Effect.
Okay.
When I first heard this, I was like, shit.
Yeah, that's very scary. This is a very good franchise that I don't want to be ruined.
Yeah, like every other... film based on a game.
Yep. What do you think?
I don't know. Well,
it's too early to tell, obviously, but...
Yeah. Well, Casey Hudson is... he's the game creator. He's going to be with the screenwriter of Thor and I Am Legend.
Okay.
He's Mark Protozipichip something. I don't know. He has a weird family name. Can't pronounce it.
I don't know.
So, they're going to have a panel in San Diego Comic-Con.
Is there going to be footage?
Yeah, apparently. Ooh. I think so. They're going to announce content. So, I'm pretty sure it's going to be an official thing, apparently.
Show me some footage and maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to play Shepard. Yeah, I wonder who's going to play Shepard.
Hopefully whoever they base the character after. Oh, then again, his voice wouldn't sound the same.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's kind of weird. And are they going to make him wear a mask? Or because...
Man. Don't make this movie. Stop it. Just stop. Don't do this.
Don't do it.
I'm already upset.
Yeah.
I mean, they could always do it in, the universe of Mass Effect. It's a pretty big... pretty big game. You got plenty of content to cover.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. Just don't ruin my perception of Shepard and all my friends.
Maybe it's gonna start Justin Bieber.
Yeah! Justin Bieber in Mass Effect. The Justin Bieber of the Mass Effect universe.
Oh my God.
I'd kill myself.
Let's move on.
Yes. Okay, so what is this not so Team Fortress 2? What is this?
Yeah. You know how last week I said Team Fortress 2 is free to play?
Yeah.
Right? Well, apparently, a lot of people, hardcore gamers who played the game for a long time, they don't like that very much. So, they made the mod that automatically bans all the new players from joining the private servers.
That's pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. It's very. It's kind of harsh, but it's pretty funny at the same time.
What the fuck? That's a major dick move. Come on.
And I heard Team Fortress players are all friendly and stuff. I guess
clearly. But man, what the shit.
Yeah.
And Valve can't do anything about it because the mods are used on private servers.
Yeah, so they're not even in control of that.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
Oh, well. Play the public stuff. That's what I do for the most part.
Yeah, just do that.
I've been playing. Have you tried with the YouTube server? Because that's awesome.
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I tried. Well, I tried it the other day, and I think there was two people in it at one time, and then. Within minutes, it was crazy. Like 5 minutes or so, it went up to a full team. I actually had to sit out and spectate for a little bit because it switched me out. It was really cool. Yeah, there's a lot of people within no time. It's crazy.
Wow.
Good stuff. So yeah, if you want, go check out NoobTube and check out the server for Team Fortress 2.
And there's an event tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not even signed up for that.
Go sign up now.
Well, what if I'm busy, Mono?
Busy? You're busy to play with other YouTubers?
I'm a busy boy.
Shame on you.
Man,
You should
man.
cancel all your plans.
We'll see. We'll see if I have time. Okay, so let's move on. PS Vita, facial recognition. Awesome.
Yeah.
Creepy,
Creepy,
but
creepy.
awesome.
Yeah, so PlayStation or Sony had showed a demo, tech demo for face control using the PS Vita.
Nice.
So they have a little video, the link is going to be in the notes. Basically, they're making a call apparently between two people, and they're using like avatars that read the face of the person speaking and mimics it. So the mouth keeps moving, the head tilts. But it looks kind of creepy, especially
Yes,
that
it does.
doll, that chick. It's...
That was, yeah, I saw the eyelids were just fluttering like a non-stop. It was
Yeah,
creepy.
just blinking all crazy. Yeah, it's obviously in its early stages, so yeah.
I don't
But
know
it
what
looks
that,
cool.
but I, what's that even for? What could you use that for?
Huh. I haven't thought of that, actually. Good question. No idea.
We'll see. We'll see what they do. That is probably the most promising system in that's coming out. And
Handheld system.
yeah. Well, I don't know. I after these other trailers that I've been seeing for 3DS, that thing's getting better. A lot of these reviews on YouTube and everything, a bunch of good things. I'm finally happy I have one.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh well, we'll see. PS Vita coming soon. Finally, we have the PS Vita. Oh, I'm s yeah, I just read that. The Bethesda's new IP, Dishonored.
Yes, Dishonored.
This was just announced today,
Yeah, it's fresh. It's brand new.
and it came with a nice, gorgeous concept art.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's made by the same guy who made City 17 and Half-Life 2.
Nice.
So yeah, that's cool. And they also have some other dude. Wait, let me see his name. I can't find his name. Whatever. Okay, so
It's all right.
the other guy helped develop Deuce X. The
Okay, the
first two
first one?
games? Yeah, the first
Wow.
two games.
Well,
Yeah,
I heard the
so.
second one of that series sucks, but the first one is incredible. So, you combine Half-Life with Deus Ex, Deus Ex, whatever you want to call it, and
Yeah.
boom, you
And the
have
kidney.
Dishonored.
Yeah, it's gonna. So basically, the game is gonna be first person, quote unquote, stealth slash action game.
Nice. I like
Yeah.
that. I
Yeah,
haven't
it sounds
really,
cool.
you don't see that too often.
No, you don't. No. And basically, they give you choices between either you can be a stealthy assassin or you can just jump in, guns blazing, and just killing everything. Or just blowing up entire buildings.
I'll probably try the stealth at first, and I'll end up blowing the shit out of everything. We'll
Yeah,
see.
me
But
too.
yeah, that's what normally happens.
So,
That's all for news.
full details for
Huh.
this game is going to be released on Game Informer magazine in the August edition
Oh, nice.
issue. Yeah.
That's my
So,
birthday month. Better be a
yeah,
good one.
that's really so.
That's it for the news.
Yeah, short and simple because, well, frankly, there are no major news currently.
Hey man, Dishonored's a big that's big news, and leaks of two major games, that's pretty big.
Yeah, but in
Says that
general, they're
this is the more like concise stuff that people would probably want to hear about.
yeah, cool shit.
Yeah, pretty much. So, on to what we have been playing.
Yeah. First
So,
off,
yeah, last week you bought Frozen Synapse, and it
yes.
came with a free copy, which you gave to me. Thank
Yeah,
you.
you're welcome.
I owe you.
I'm
I am
such a
in
nice
debt
guy.
to Mono.
Forever.
So we've been playing this back and forth of how many times now? Two or three or four times?
Five.
Five?
Yeah.
Huh. Have we really? I've lost that many times.
Yes, you lost 5 times and tied once.
Well, we've been playing this and it's really fun. It's
surprising.
Yeah, you explain it. I'm not very good at explaining this one.
Okay, so it's a turn-based strategy game.
Yeah.
Where you control a unit of soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you have this world like Tronish setting.
Yeah, some nice classic, like horrible, outdated graphics that look cool and stuff in this day and age.
Yeah, exactly.
For some reason, they look cool.
So basically, you have this unit in a big room,
mm-hmm.
and the opponents have his own units. Yeah, mm-hmm. different units like assault rifle guy, rocket launcher guy, etc.
Okay.
So, basic objective is to command the unit to move in the most strategic way possible. So, tell him to go to the left and then turn right and then take cover behind that window and shoot 90 degrees to the west to protect him that the other player would be moving that direction so you can kill the enemy player. So it gets kind of complicated, but it's really fun.
But it's awesome. When you do something, like, when you finally plan something out that works, you feel pretty good. Except mine never works, so I wouldn't know that.
Exactly.
Shut up.
So for me, it works perfectly. I love it.
I'm just not that good at the game.
Well, I'm a strategy whore, basically. Oh. I played my share of strategy games in the past.
You slut. Yeah, it's a good one, though. It's fun. It's especially fun with friends. So if you're looking for a good tactical kind of game and you want to play with friends, then I definitely recommend this one. It's really good.
Yeah, and a lot of YouTubers like it as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's how I heard about it to begin with.
Yeah. Me too.
So that's Frozen Synapse.
Try it out.
Yeah, definitely try it out. Does it have a demo? Do you know?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's cheap-ish. So if you're looking for a tactical game, there you go. Yeah. All right, so next you've been playing Enslaved Odyssey to the West.
Yes, I'm doing my assignment for the doc.
Yep. So, I am sorry. I actually have this as well, and I have to finish it for the assignment on NoobTube. But anyway, go on. What were you going to say?
So I picked this up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Played like an hour.
How much you get it for?
Like £15.
That's not bad.
$20.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got it. I played the demo, when the game was first released. So the first stage, I was like, yeah, I know what to do, blah, blah, blah. It was kind of boring.
Yeah.
But then I finally started the actual story. But for some reason, I wasn't attracted to it at all.
Really?
Like, nothing. I was like, okay.
Are you going to finish it? Did you finish it?
No, not yet. I'm just... Okay. I only played 1 hour. I couldn't... And I was distracted by something else. Watched YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And then started up my Xbox, started playing Black Ops.
Yeah.
So, completely ignored it, left my PlayStation open like for 3 hours, just in pause menu. I was like, oh yeah, I had Enslaved on. Yeah.
It's for those of you who don't know, it's a nice action adventure game where you're journeying from, it's based off a book, Journey to the West, which is some old Chinese, or... Fairly sure it's Chinese. If I'm wrong, sorry, but whatever. Some Chinese book where for the discovery of new land or something like that. So, I don't really know. It's something along those concepts. You're trying to go from one place to another. It's a journey. And basically, this game is a mimic of that, but in the future, after like some sort of apocalypse.
Yeah.
And...
robots
rule the world. So you and this girl, whose name is Trip, I want to say?
Yeah, Trip.
Yeah, okay. You are Monkey, this acrobatic crazy guy.
What kind of name is Monkey?
I don't know.
Uncreative name ever.
I'm not sure if it was in the book, but if it wasn't, then yes, that's very uncreative. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, it's a nice little action game. Like, upgrade your combos and everything. And there's some platforming in it as well, I believe. But it's not too hard. And yeah, that's Enslaved Odyssey for the West. Odyssey to the West for you, right there. Yeah. It's pretty good. We'll let you know. You're gonna, yeah, you got. We're both gonna finish it for the assignment, so we'll let you know how it is later on. But I'm pretty far into it, and I gotta say, it doesn't get that much better. And it might just be because I'm playing on a hard difficulty, and it's got its problems mechanically.
Well, so, can you change the difficulty mid-game?
I don't know, but I'm going for the trophies, so so I'm not about to find out.
Okay.
Well, that's that for you. So next you've been playing Call of Duty Black Ops. Did you get the new maps?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, how are they?
They're actually good.
Oh wow, that's good.
It's not bad, yeah.
I've heard some of them are pretty good and some of them are meh.
Yeah, Silo is a bit iffy. I mean, it has a lot of buildings and hiding spots.
Uh-huh.
So it gets kind of annoying. I like Hazard a lot. It's basically like this resort. And in the middle there's a golf course.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's open field, right down the middle.
Lots of sniping, I heard.
Exactly, a lot of sniping. So,
one thing what I like to do missing.
Was, yeah, so everyone is sniping, and I was like, yes, finally, a map I can snipe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I pick a shotgun, run from behind them, just pick them off one by one.
Yeah. It's awesome. Good strategy.
Yeah. So, yeah, overall, it's really good. I really like it.
Is it worth $15, though?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Any Call of Duty map pack is not worth 1,200 points.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, seriously, what the fuck? Come on, Activision. Let's push it. So, yeah. I haven't tried the Zombies map yet. Because I'm not a big fan of Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like it very much. But it looks cool. And people seem to like it a lot. So, yeah, if you're thinking of getting this map pack... Go ahead. It's really good.
Alright, that's cool.
Yeah. So, next up, I've been playing Killing Floor. Which is a...
Zombie game.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead-ish game.
Is it better than Left 4 Dead, would you say?
I didn't play Left 4 Dead.
What? You have a Mac. That's one of the few games that a Mac can actually play.
Yeah, but... I don't have anyone to play with. Come on.
I'll play with you. It's a good game.
Okay. After the podcast, we can play.
Okay.
So, anyway, Killing Floor. So, it's a fun little game. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I haven't played a lot of it, so I can't speak in detail about it. But the first level I played in was based on Portal.
Really?
Yeah, it was exactly Aperture Science, the same doors.
Aperture Science everywhere?
Yeah, basically.
Wow, cool.
And then just zombies rushing you all the time.
And like, that's really cool.
So, it's really fun. The controls are good. The graphics are good, I guess.
Pretty good.
They're not too bad.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah, I can see it being really fun with a big group.
You can have 8 people, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
That's nice, because in Left 4 Dead, you could obviously only have 4.
Yeah. It's kind of sucks.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's really cool. I'm going to put some more time into it when I have some free time. So we'll see. I will update you in the next episode.
So you'll play it anytime, because you always have free time.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Alright, so last up, you've been playing Half Minute Hero Neo. This is an Xbox Live Arcade game that was ported from a PSP?
I think so.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, so I really like it. Actually, first, I remember Tobin Muser reviewing it, reviewing the first game,
Yeah.
Half-Minute Hero, and Half-Life Hero.
Half-Life Hero.
So, yes, when I saw the title in the marketplace, I was like, oh, I remember this. So I downloaded the trial game. But I can't see how this works because every quest only takes 30 seconds to
Yeah.
complete. But you have a goddess to help you that can turn back time. So
That's weird.
you can, so yeah, basically you have to pay her money because, as she said, time is money. So basically, yeah. So you have all these battles. What's it called? Random battles. You don't have to press attack or anything. You just, as soon as you get in a random battle, you just run straight to the enemy. You just hit them as fast as you can, automatically, killing them and moving on. Like
Huh.
you don't have to do anything. It just happens.
Okay. What is the
So,
challenge?
challenge is you have to save the world in 30 seconds by defeating the boss who's trying to destroy the world. So basically, you have to level up or visit towns real quick and pick up new armor, new weapons, talk to people to help you out. For example, you go to a village, find an engineer to rebuild and fix the bridge
So
for
this is
you.
more about like management, it seems.
Kinda, yeah. It's like, go here, do this, do that. And you can, it's optional. That you can just grind, grind, and grind, level up, and go defeat the boss. Or you can go to that town in the bottom of the map, and you can find someone, an ally, to help you out in the fight.
And this all happens in 30 seconds?
Yeah, so every time you have a counter in the top left corner, so whenever it goes down near 30, you can go into a town, find the statue of a goddess, and pay 100 gold to reverse back time.
Oh, cool.
So you keep all your weapons, everything, and your levels.
So it's like Majora's Mask.
Kinda, yeah. But keep everything. And basically start over. After you finish one quest, you start from level one again. When you begin the next quest, so you have to start over again.
Are there a lot of quests?
Yeah, apparently there is a lot.
Cool.
It's a big game, which is really nice. And it also have It's not very serious. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
That's always
It
good.
has, yeah, there
I
is
like that
a
on
sense of
arcade
humor.
titles.
Yeah, all the dialogue is have some jokes in it and stuff. It's really enjoyable.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really fun game.
How
I
much
recommend
what?
it.
How much was it?
800 points.
Not bad.
Yeah, so basically you
That's
have
what I
two
like to see.
choices. You have two choices: 1200 for 5 maps, or 800 for basically a full arcade game.
Yeah. I wonder which to choose.
Yeah, the maps. So,
So that's Half Minute Hero.
yeah, I recommend it. It's really, really fun,
Nice.
really cool. Yeah, and
That
that's
has
it.
Mono's recommendation.
Yeah, thumbs up.
So I've been playing not that many games this week, actually. It's kind of
Disk,
weird.
disk, disk.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. I just got a tablet to start drawing. It's like my new hobby, so that's really what I've been doing. But when I have been playing, which is mostly at work, so I've been playing a couple portable games. I've been playing Professor Layton and the Curious Village. I rented this from Gamefly, and it came not a full week ago, maybe 4 days ago. And I've never played a Professor Layton game, and I was very surprised. Very
Yeah.
surprised, because I don't know. I always ex I had no idea what to expect from this game. I had never looked up any videos or anything about Professor Layton. All I knew was about a guy with a top hat and some little chimp who follows him, and that was really all I knew. But to my surprise, the game is actually incredibly fun, because I
Yeah.
suck at puzzles, and it makes me so frustrated that I can't do them, that I have to like take all these hints and everything to figure them out. But when you get them, you're so happy and that you finally get to move on. And so, like,
Yeah.
And I don't know, they just tease you. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a really fun game.
It's a good game. And the story is, it's there. Like I don't really care much for it, but it's I could see how it could be enjoyable.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. But it's nothing like ground, like I don't know, it's
Yeah, it's not
magnif
mind-blowing.
yeah, not mind blowing, like it's not Mass Effect or anything, but it's very interesting.
Yeah,
I say
actually.
that's a good word for this entire game, just interesting.
I actually got a DS just to play Professor Layton
Wow.
because of how much Tobin Uyuso talked about this game over and over and over again. It's
Oh.
like, I must play this, I must try this game. So when I got it, me and my friends would sit around, we'll be watching something on TV, we'll be playing, and then I get stuck in a puzzle. So I hand it over to my friend, he'll try it a couple of times, and then he'd hand it over to my other friend, and we'll like start a group and brainstorm how to solve this puzzle. Like
That's
some serious
awesome.
business. Yeah, it's really, really fun, especially when you unlock the bonus puzzles at the
The
end.
bonus puzzles?
Yeah, these puzzles are fucking hard as shit, man.
Dude, there's like the regular ones are hard. I don't know how they could get that much harder.
Dude, you haven't seen anything yet, okay? Those are legit hard.
I'm scared.
Yeah, good luck with that when you reach it. But yeah, it was really fun just brainstorming to solve one puzzle. It's a really great game.
And then I hate when you guess wrong and you see like the points that you get for doing it right go down. You
Just like, no!
son of a bitch.
Then you turn
God.
off the
Just so
DS.
and then you turn it off, go walk away, yell at yourself for a little while, come back and try again.
God damn it!
That's Professor Layton in a nutshell.
Yeah, basically.
And now, my second game out of three has been Pokemon Black. I actually started up a new event in the forums. It's the Pokemon League, and there are quite a few sign-ups. I'm happy as to how many people are signed up. But I haven't even finished this game yet, so we'll see when this actually when that event actually takes place. Hopefully, it's gonna be like more than one event. It'll be like a series of events and a bunch of different ideas, just Pokemon related. But now I'm finally finishing this game. I don't really understand what this game is telling me to do because I beat the Elite Four, but then I saw the credits roll and everything, and then. I don't know. Some other stuff happened that I normally don't. This entire game is different than any other Pokemon game. There's like different. Yeah, it's. I didn't really expect it. There's an actual story in this one that's different from all other 20 of the games that have been released.
Yeah, the actual story, finally.
Yeah,
It's not just like.
it's pretty good too.
Yeah.
Cheesy, but I like cheesy.
It's not bad. Better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah, so I've been playing Pokemon Black, and now I'm trying to like actually beat everything, and then I'll be getting my super team together for the Pokemon League, and that's it.
Question about the event.
Yes.
Am I supposed to level up on my Pokemons to level 100?
No, you don't have to do that at all. Do you know what EV and IV training is?
Oh yeah, that little daycare center.
Just look it
No.
up. If you don't know what it is, like exactly, then look up what EV training and IV training is, and that's really what you'll probably have to do if you want to win anything in this. But no, you don't have to level up to 100. You just have to complete that training, and then that's about it. Just got to complete that training, and you'll be okay.
Okay.
Anyway, next up, I've been playing Uncharted 3 Beta. And I had an event for this last week, Friday. And sorry about that, UK people, or all Europe people. I didn't really plan the times out too well. But we have
Error.
another event coming up. Don't worry. Another event this Monday, the 11th?
11th.
Yeah. Okay. The 11th, which is more friendly to your time, I hope. It's
Yeah.
friendly enough that I think people on the East Coast should be able to get. out of work, return home, and settle down for a little bit, then pick up the controller and play. And I think it's just early enough that you guys won't sleep deprive yourself the net from for the next day.
Yeah, it's perfect time, actually.
Oh, thanks. I thought it was pretty good. So yeah, I've been playing Uncharted 3 beta. It's freaking awesome. The first day it was down and it was really annoying. I think I mentioned that last week, but now it's back up. And the event last week went, it was great. There's multiple modes, different, and I think Naughty Dog keeps releasing different modes. The mechanics are great. More Uncharted, a couple new additions like the ability to sprint, roll, and I think that might be
Yes,
it.
sprinting, finally.
It's not that, you'll notice though that it's not that big of a difference when you're sprinting. I mean, at least that's what I thought.
Know, the telehouse, it helps out when someone throws a grenade at you or
Oh,
someone
that's
shooting
true.
at you. You
Yeah,
have low health, just
that's true.
get out of there quick.
But other than that, the mechanics are pretty damn good. I don't really have many complaints about them.
It's great. I'm looking forward to the game when it gets released.
Yeah, but I always go. I'm looking forward to this game more for the single player, and I'm pretty sure a lot of
Yeah.
people are.
Yeah, of course.
But it's a nice addition, and it'll be nice that after the beta they'll have it all flawless and ready to go.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And that's it. That's what we've been playing.
Yep.
New
Not much.
releases. Yeah, not much. New releases this week are, or next week are Marathon, which is a Bungie remake of their classic Marathon game. It's coming to the iPad.
It came out actually today.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
It's out right now.
Is it free?
Yes.
Is it really? I was just guessing.
No, it's really, it's free,
Wow.
but to get a high definition texture pack, you have to pay like $3.
High definition for, I would do that if I had an iPad.
Yeah, exactly.
Release it for the
See?
iPhone now.
Yeah, please. So yeah, Martin is out.
That's cool.
So try it out, I guess.
Next up, we have the Catherine demo.
Yeah.
What the hell is
It's
Catherine?
good. You know, Catherine. Haven't seen it? Never heard of it? Catherine.
What is it?
It's made by Atlus.
Oh, I
And
like Atlas. They make good stuff.
yeah, this game looks really good. Basically, you're playing at this guy who's dating two girls at once.
Nice.
No, not nice.
I'm kidding.
Not nice because you get nightmares
Uh-oh.
and basically have to survive your nightmare or else you'll die.
Cool. What kind of game is it?
It's like a horror RPG-esque game,
Okay.
basically. So all the cutscenes and animation are like anime-like,
Dude,
anime
it's
3D-like.
awesome.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's already been released in Japan like 5 months ago or something.
Wow. Took that long to
Yeah.
port this thing?
Yeah, apparently. So,
Lazy.
according to Dr. Flibble, he said that the gameplay gets a bit repetitive after a while
Okay.
because there's one major puzzle you have to play, which basically rearrange some cubes or something. I'm not sure what it is. They said it's pretty easy and they use it a lot, so it gets repetitive.
Is the story good though?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he said the
Okay.
story's good. So, yeah, a lot of people are looking forward to it,
Yeah.
so.
We'll see. I'll have to check out the demo, see what it's all about.
Yeah, July 12th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, we have Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Get pumped for this movie, people. Get pumped. It's Harry Potter. It's the end. This is it. And
Yawn.
this is the last game. Oh, what? We'll talk about this later, but no. No. But this is the last game. This will be the last like official game for the movie as well, which is released this on July 12th, which is next Tuesday. And if it's anything like Deathly Hallows Part 1, it's going to be terrible because that was a third-person shooter with wands.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, go play that and have some fun. But I think I'd rather play Gears of War, an actual like third person shooter, than some rehash of like
Well,
Yeah.
Is it as gory as Gears of War?
I don't know. I mean, they're casting their spells. Who knows? Maybe they'll cast an exploding spell or something like that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would play that.
Harry Potter, like, swearing, "Die, you motherfuckers!" Asparagus, motherfucker!
That would be a good game.
Yeah, that would be great, actually.
So that comes out this next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, an Xbox Live Arcade release, Misplosion Man. Did you play the first one?
No.
Misplosion Man? No?
No, I didn't.
Huh. It's pretty good. I played it, yeah, but I never beat it. It's a nice platformer with a cool mechanic of exploding, and you get to from one place to another, collecting cakes along the way.
Cakes?
Yes, cakes. Hidden cakes. You have to get the cakes.
Oh.
Yep. And it's $10. I think it's $10. Pretty cheap.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Nice price for a nice game.
Yeah, the first game got really good ratings.
And this one probably will too.
Probably, yes. We'll see.
That's it for new releases next week.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Nice.
There's nothing this week.
Wow.
This month, actually, there is barely anything.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. I'm not too worried. I need to save my money for the fall.
What's going to be released in the fall?
Everything?
Yeah, that was a dumb question. Ignore that. I didn't say that.
Batman forgives you.
New trailers.
Yeah, this is our last section that Mono has come up with himself. It's called New Trailers. What exactly is your idea behind this, Mono?
Basically, there's more trailers released than actual, games currently. Or DLC, for that matter.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll talk about the latest and coolest trailers that has been released this week.
Nice.
And that you might like as well. So
yeah, you should go check them out. Get hyped for all these good games coming out.
Yeah.
Or maybe you won't like them, and maybe you'll not like what we have to say about them. But this is what we thought was cool. So here you go. Shadows of the Colossus and Eco Trailers.
HD Trailers.
Did you play these games on PS2?
No, I didn't. I missed them.
I did not either. Yeah, I'm very excited. These trailers, they look good. I thought the Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary looked good for a remake, but these look like they're just. I think this is what it's like. This Legend of Zelda game, how Ocarina of Time, how they remastered that, and like this is what it was intended to look like to begin with. That's like these games. These games look beautiful. I want to play these now.
A proper remake.
Exactly.
That's how it's done.
It's not a rehash like all these other third-party people are doing lately. It's kind of annoying.
This is evil. go watch the trailers. Looks epic.
Eco really and epic. Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah. Yes.
And BioShock Infinite gameplay. This was amazing. I didn't... I heard all these websites talking about how that was their game of the show, but they didn't actually they couldn't tell us or show us this gameplay until now, or they haven't even shown us the full thing. They showed us like 2 minutes of the entire video.
Yeah, that's it.
But I can't. They're supposed to, do you know when they're releasing the next 10 minutes? Because it's a 12-minute video, but the They said they only released 2 minutes so far. Do you know?
Oh, no. They didn't say anything yet.
Huh. Mm. Yeah, well, they better do it soon, because that was unbelievable. It looks so good. It looks so fun. After just beating BioShock, I want this now.
Yeah, we're so psyched.
Oh, but I got BioShock 2 to play anyway, so I could go through that.
Yeah. I didn't like it, so let's see. I don't know.
You didn't, which one?
Two.
Okay. Two. Well, maybe you should play it again. Maybe you'll like it. Huh?
I sold it.
No, no.
I was like, nah, just, I don't know, didn't like it.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Maybe we'll think differently of it. We'll see.
Next up, we have what?
Wait, just like 5 minutes ago, or what? Actually 2-3 hours ago, they released pictures of Bioshock Infinite. And
oh, really?
They showed the picture of the main character that you play as.
How's he look?
Awesome.
Nice.
He looks really, really cool.
But it's a first-person game, so I don't really see how that's that big of a deal.
Well, in this game, they're trying to make you get connected with the character you're playing as.
Rather than you be him yourself?
Yeah, so...
That's respectable. It's different. I like that. Good change, yeah.
I'm guessing in cutscenes we'll see him a lot.
All right. Maybe. Ooh, cutscenes. Do they do cutscenes?
No. No, no, they don't do cutscenes. Huh. So maybe when you walk in front of a mirror, you can see yourself.
There you go! All right, so that's Bioshock Infinite. That's coming out 2012 sometime. Can't wait. And now we are on to a bunch of manga games. Anime, manga, you know, cool Japanese stuff that... I don't know about you, but I love this kind of stuff. First up, we have Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm Generation, which is...
Longest name ever.
Yeah, the longest Japanese game name ever, but... this is basically the same, it's more Ultimate Ninja Storm gameplay with a new storyline, I guess.
But yeah, I think they have new characters as well.
Yeah, there's definitely new characters and everything, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of Naruto and everything, but I don't know. I feel like they could have just stuck this into the Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 as DLC. I'm not sure why they didn't. It's kind of bothering me, to be honest.
Money.
Yeah.
They want their money.
But, yeah, it's more Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm. I'd recommend picking up Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 2 if you like anime or that kind, or if you're interested in understanding what Naruto really is, because that's a really good game. I'm almost actually out of... I'm trying to rent it so I can complete my 1,000 of it on for the achievements. It's really good.
Ooh, nice.
Very fun. Yeah, very fun. Almost there.
Is Pain a playable character?
Who? Pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually he is. In the second one, he is.
Nice.
Yeah, he kicks butt.
Of course.
Next up, we have Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Impact.
Yeah.
What is this? Is this a PSP game?
I think so. I think it's on the DS or PSP. I'm not sure.
Oh, DS. No way.
I don't know. Yeah, you never heard of it? Or?
No. Nothing. I didn't even know what it was until I saw. Until I just read it.
Yeah, it's on the PSP.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically the same game, but on the PSP.
Oh, okay.
And it's apparently up to date with the anime. So that's
wow, cool. That's a lot of episodes. Yeah.
They have all the Kages. You know.
Oh, Hokage?
No, all five of them. Hokage, Kazaki, and all these guys.
What do you do, though? Is it more fighting?
Yeah, more fighting. Exactly like Ultimate Ninja.
Okay, cool. Sure. Well, if only I had a PSP, then I'd give it a shot, but I don't. Because they don't need support. I'm surprised that's even coming out on that, because no one supports that anymore.
Yeah,
well, next up, we have One Piece Unlimited Cruise Special, which is... This is the 3DS version, right?
DS version only, not 3DS.
No, one of these was 3DS, I swear.
No,
it's DS. I'm telling you, it's this one.
It's 3DS. I told you it's 3DS.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. Oops, I mixed them up. Oops.
Exactly. And this is actually, when you showed me this today, I was very happy, because this is another game that I didn't know about that apparently is being released only on 3DS. And now I'm happy I have one. It's another anime game, and it's not a fighter actually. It's an adventure game where it's a nice 3D rendered. It looks, I don't know, it looks like a GameCube game that I could carry around in my pocket. It's cool.
In 3D.
Exactly, in 3D that I will not use because the 3D is stupid. Yeah.
So
And
you're a big fan of One Piece?
I like anime, so, and I've watched One Piece before, but I don't really, I watched it a long time ago, so I don't really remember that well, but yeah.
Shame on you.
Shut up. Maybe I'll get back into it, but this is good to see. I'm happy to see more foreign games coming to at least any game coming to my 3DS. And
Yeah, true.
especially one that I actually like, so it's for me.
Yeah.
Finally, we have One Piece, another One Piece game called One Piece Gigantic Battle, or
Gigant.
Gigant. Well, what is Gigant?
I have no idea. It's
Okay,
Gigant.
well, maybe it's supposed to be gigantic, and they misspelt it on their own box. But this is a straight up DS game, which not too sure how this looks, to be honest. I watched the trailer for it, and it looked okay. It was like a,
2D scroller basically
yeah, not
with RPG
sure.
elements.
Actually, I didn't know there were RPG elements, so maybe that'll give it some potential, but. I'm
Yeah.
look more looking forward to it's the Unlimited Cruise special on 3DS.
Yeah, that one looks a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot. And apparently Gigant, this game has already been released. I'm not sure
Okay.
though. So yeah, One Piece fans, go ahead, go get it
Yeah,
if you
One
want.
Piece and Naruto, you got two good games coming at you coming at you.
Four
Congratulations.
games.
Well, two of them are going to be good, and one of them's not going to be played because it's on the PSP, and one of them we don't know yet because it's, I don't know, it looks weird. So yeah, but you definitely have two games that you can look forward to. And that's it. That's our show for today. This is actually a pretty quick episode, I guess. What is
Actually,
what?
it's still 1 hour, I think.
Nah, dude, I'm at 51 minutes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, weird. I guess
Well,
that's it.
yeah,
Until
that's
next
it.
time. Yeah, until next week. I am Slicks, and that was Mono, and
Hello.
yeah, we're out.
Yeah, we love
Later.
you. Bye.